Welcome to the Lucius Lyron Podcast, where we dive deep into the mysteries of the universe and our place in it. I am your host, Lucius Lyron, and today is a special episode that I decided to do for the lunar eclipse that is happening on March 25th, 2024. I personally feel that when it comes to special events that happens in the heavens, it is something that all humans need to pay attention to. As to how these heavenly bodies affects us energetically and the messages that it brings to us for the year and months to come. I find this to be special for it happening so close to the spring equinox, which in the ancient world, this is the true beginning of the new year and not the false Roman Christian calendar that we are all familiar with, the new year beginning in the dead of winter. Makes no sense. So, this is going to be cool. I am very excited about getting into this information and really sharing some things that I've looked into when it comes to this lunar eclipse. I've had some people ask me about my thoughts on it, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll just do a special podcast episode because I usually drop episodes, you know, every Thursday at 6 a.m. Eastern time. And so this episode, I decided, I'm like, you know, this is going to be a special one where you guys will be able to listen to this before my other podcast comes out on Thursday. So this is special. So either you will probably be hearing this on Sunday, or maybe some of you might hear it on Monday, but I definitely wanted to get this out before Monday. So, I hope you all have been enjoying the weekend, and, this is a very special Sunday fun day for all of you. So, also too, I really want to take the time to say thank you to everyone that has taken the time to support and listen to this podcast show. It really means a lot to me that, you know, you guys take the time to join me in these conversations about life and about spirituality and, you know, the different things that we deal with and stuff. And so, you know, I got some really cool things coming up. I guess I will go ahead and say this announcement, but I do have some giveaways that I will be announcing soon on my social media platforms. So definitely stay tuned to that. I will also announce it here on the podcast as well. But this is actually the first time, I guess, I'm saying it publicly that really soon, I'm going to be letting everyone know, whether people follow me on my socials or whether you are just a podcast listener, you will all be able to participate in this giveaway. So, like I said, it's going to be on all my socials, Facebook. Probably won't be able to do it like on YouTube, but yeah, it'll be out. So definitely stay tuned for that. But I just really wanted to, you know, really say thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, have these conversations with me and to really think about certain things that, you know, we've been taught during our lifetime. So let's go ahead and get into this subject of the lunar eclipse. I love eclipse season. I think, you know, like I said, each event is saying something and dealing with this energetically and stuff. And so I, you know, did some research, you know, because I'm a nerd. And so I'm going to, you know, do some explaining about, you know, what's going on with this lunar eclipse and the different countries that it will be taking place. And I saw something significant that I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to have to talk about this. And because there is also a when it comes to like numerology, there is a aspect in it that I was like, wow, that is really significant for what's happening, you know, especially since this is happening before we enter into the solar eclipse that's happening next month. So, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Okay, so this is a significant celestial event marking a deep immersion of the moon into Earth's shadow. Now, very interesting, because I'm sure there are also people that are doing shadow work. A lot of people continue to do a lot of shadow work. So if you are doing shadow work in this time frame, then this is probably a very significant time frame for you, as the moon is immersing into the Earth's shadow. So keep that in mind. That's very interesting. This type of eclipse is the most subtle among lunar eclipses, with the moon exhibiting only a slight darkening that might be difficult for the untrained eye to detect. The eclipse will be visible from a wide range of locations around the world, including much of Europe, Asia, Australia, Africa, North and South America, and parts of the Pacific, Atlantic, Arctic, and Antarctica. The fact that they actually put Antarctica in here, I find very interesting, because there is so much mystery about Antarctica, which later on, you know, I'm going to mention something about, you know, the significance of what this lunar eclipse is saying. But when it comes to numerology and the fact that they listed Antarctica, I'm like, okay, all this is aligning up too perfectly. So one thing about me, I see also a lot of synchronicity and so many things like speaking all at once, because that's just how the source speaks and how she, you know, sends out these energetic messages through numbers and through intuition. It's really wild. So the eclipse begins at 4:53 UTC on March 25th, reaches its maximum at 7:12 UTC, and concludes at 9:33 UTC, lasting for approximately 279.9 minutes. So if you are an Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, Taurus, Scorpio, and Pisces, and it can be if it's your sun, moon, or rising sign, this is going to affect you majorly. Also, if you have any type of like moonstone crystals or jewelry, this would be a great time to get those charged up, because these signs will be heavily, heavily influenced by the energy that this lunar eclipse is bringing for change. So circling back to the lasting time, beginning at 279.9 minutes. So the fact that this total lunar eclipse will be happening for 279.9 minutes. So since I'm also into numerology, my numerology brain was like, why don't you add these numbers up? And so when we add these numbers up, when it comes to numerology, this comes out to the number 7. That is so significant that it comes out to the number 7. Especially since we live on the 7th planet, coming in from the outer planets. So meaning that in the ancient world, the ancient Sumerians knew that we lived on the 7th planet when you're coming, I believe when you're coming from like Pluto. So let's say if they're, you know, if you have people that are traveling the stars and they want to come into this sector of the universe, then technically we would be the seventh planet coming in from the outer planets. Okay, even though we may be like the third planet to the sun, which, you know, this, you know, colonized way of teaching us about the planets, like, oh, we're the third planet. But when it comes to indigenous knowledge, all indigenous cultures all speak about how we live on the seventh planet, because this is what our star ancestors told us about. You know, when you're coming into this universe, we are the seventh planet, which is why we have 7 days in a week. And then, you know, when it comes to the school system that teaches us that there are seven continents, but there are more than seven continents, which we'll have to get into in another episode. yes. So anyway, in numerology, the number seven is associated with mystery, knowledge, and intuition. Now, remember, I just mentioned about the places, and the fact that they listed Antarctica for me is the mystery and knowledge aspect of this number seven, because the knowledge and the mystery of Antarctica is so deep that it's been covered up for a very long time. And this has been something that, you know, different countries have been trying to research, as far as I know, since the 1940s. Okay. It could go back further than that, but since then, and the fact that, you know, we're having a lot of earth changes happening. Yes, the earth is changing, and weather patterns are changing. This is something that happens all the time. This is nothing new. And so the fact that we are having the ice that are in Antarctica melting away, and now we're seeing cities and pyramids and temples emerging, history is about to be rewritten. And because of colonized control narratives that stem directly from the Vatican, you know, this is why we don't know much. Because you got to ask yourself, what does religion have to do with Antarctica? Just simple fact that when, I believe this was back in like 2016, 2017 timeframe, when on social media, we started to see the pop-ups of like the pyramids and stuff like that coming out of Antarctica. And the fact that, you know, the Pope had to fly out there. Like, what the hell does a Pope or any religious figure have to do with that at all? You know, it's like, why are you out there? And that's because you are out there to control narratives. That is why your punk ass is out there. So, okay. So going back to the number seven. So it's associated with mystery, knowledge, and intuition. It can also represent spirituality, creativity, and introspection. People with the number seven are sometimes considered to be intellectuals, philosophers, deep thinkers, wise and intelligent, logical thinkers, visionary, and highly analytical. Some say that people with the number seven are great healers, teachers, and spiritual gurus. They may also be analysts, investigators, psychologists, journalists, spiritual teachers, alternative therapists, computer programmers, scientists, engineers, banking or finance professionals, or doctors. Some say that people with the number seven should socialize more and let down the barrier that they create around them. They may also say that people with the number seven should not be so opinionated, critical, and demanding, and give the impression that they know it all, which is very interesting, because it reminds me of, so the other day I took I'm in a tarot class and learning about the tarot, you know, and further my knowledge on that, because I'm very heavily when it comes to like oracle cards, but I'm not that like in tune with like the tarot. So I'm taking up this class workshop. And One of the things that I found out about this whole thing about the know-it-all is associated with, I want to say, oh my goodness, let me, I might need to pull out my notepad. I feel like it's associated something with the emperor, possibly. I'm so sorry. I need to pull out my notepad. So give me a minute because I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. Let's see. Let me go into my notes because it was very, very interesting. But I believe, I believe it is the emperor. Yeah. So the emperor kind of has this kind of ego of kind of being like the know-it-all, you know, which can be the negative aspect, right? So the reason why I wanted to mention all this stuff is because when I mentioned about the different zodiac signs that are going to be affected by this, which I can go back and read, which is going to be people who are Pisces, Scorpio, Taurus, Capricorn, Libra, Cancer, and Aries. The fact that it's the minutes with the lunar eclipse is in association with the number 7, this is probably going to be things that these particular zodiac signs will be experiencing very heavily, because the vibration of the number 7 is with this lunar eclipse, which I find to be very significant. So definitely pay attention to these things. And even if you got to, you know, re-listen to this podcast, I feel like it's going to be very important to kind of pay attention to the vibration of the energy and see if you experience any of the like number 7 like experiences or what's the word? Can't think of the word right now, but definitely just be aware, just pay attention to that particular vibration, you know, because it could be playing a major factor in your life. And then for those that are not that zodiac sign, you're still going to be affected by the number 7 as well. Maybe not as heavily as the other zodiac signs, but everyone's going to be affected with this particular vibration number 7. And to me, you know, like I said, we live on the 7th planet. We have 7 days in a week. You know, this is anybody who lives on Earth, you're going to be affected by the number 7. So it just is what it is. All right. So in Vedic astrology, lunar eclipses are considered significant, often symbolizing a time for internal reflection and emotional processing. Eclipses in general are seen as times of transformation and change, with the effects of the lunar eclipse being more subtle and internal compared to the more dramatic change often associated with solar eclipses. Now, keep that in mind, because the fact that we are getting this lunar eclipse, let's see, how many days is it? Hold on, let me pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, so from the 25th, so let's see, okay, so 12. Okay, so 13 days. Oh my gosh, guys. Yo, these numbers is hitting me. Yo, 13 days later, we're going to have a solar eclipse, because I'm not counting the 25th and I'm not counting the 8th. So the days in between that is 13 days. That is significant. That is very significant. If you don't know about the number 13, do your research. I would definitely do that, because I didn't include that in my notes. But that is, man, that says a lot. You know, 13 is very heavily with feminine energy, and the moon also being associated heavily with feminine energy. I mean, guys, we can't make any of this stuff up. That's amazing. The eclipse occurring in the constellation of Virgo might, oh my gosh, here's another thing. Constellation of Virgo. Now keep in mind, this is Vedic astrology. I believe in Western, it might be in Leo, but it's in Virgo. And like I said, we just got to talk about feminine energy. So this is all about feminine energy. Like the mother goddess is not playing around, guys. The source is not, she's not playing. Okay. The eclipse occurring in the constellation of Virgo might be interpreted to bring attention to themes of service, health, and practical matters, encouraging a period of adjustment and reassessment in these areas. Now, that's very interesting because did we not just say that the number seven dealt with things when it comes to like mental health and doctors and you know, people that are in these different fields of practice, you know, things of service. So, you know, we have, you know, spiritual teachers and gurus and stuff like that. So guys, this is all giving confirmation to everything, you know, the number seven, and then, you know, hearing about the Vedic astrology perspective. Now, some of you may ask, like, why do I choose Vedic astrology? It's because it's the oldest astrology that we have on the planet. Western for me is fairly new, even though I look at both. And I don't, like I said, I tend to look at both aspects, but for me personally, I like to deal with the most ancient astrology that we have and try to deal more with the true, oh my gosh, I'm about to butcher the sidereal. I don't know why I can't say this right now, but anyway, I like to deal with the true sky, because when you deal with like true sky, when it comes to Vedic, then you're dealing with 13 signs of astrology. And the fact that it's going to be 13 days between the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse. I mean, like I said, 13 is not only about feminine energy and about, you know, mystery and stuff like that, but then, you know, the true sky is 13 signs, guys. So, and that's something, you know, you should definitely look into and research. All right. So the spiritual significance of a lunar eclipse can vary across different cultures and beliefs, but it is commonly viewed as a time of heightened energy and consciousness. It is often seen as an opportunity to release old energies, habits, or beliefs that no longer serve us, making space for new growth and beginnings. Okay. Which I spoke about earlier when it comes to being open to the different changes that you may be experiencing. Also too, for those that may not know, you know, the moon is also associated with like your soul as well. So, you know, when it says, you know, heightened energy and consciousness, like that's dealing with the soul. You know, the soul and the mind is all synonymous together. The mind has nothing to do with your brain whatsoever. That's why, you know, you can ask any scientist, they're like, oh, we don't know where the mind's at. That's because these fools are not including consciousness being the soul. They're not including the mind being an aspect of the soul, because some people don't believe in soul, which is very interesting, because it's like, if you don't believe in soul, then maybe you're just a soulless person. And, you know, I do think there's people walking around that are soulless, but we can get into that another time. I know I always say that, but I mean, you know, it's too much energy to, I mean, I can go deep into a lot of stuff, but have to save it for another time, because I want to stay focused on the lunar eclipse. Okay, so let's see, where did I leave off at? Okay. So it is often seen as an opportunity to, once again, release old energies, habits, or beliefs that no longer serve us, and making space for new growth and beginnings. The subtle nature of an eclipse in particular can invite more introspective transformations, encouraging individuals to look within and reflect on their own personal journey and relationships. Absolutely. That is something that everyone should be paying attention to when it comes to this lunar eclipse that's happening on the 25th. you know, because I know even for myself, you know, when it comes to my personal journey and the things that are coming up for me, you know, I can definitely tell that I'm being affected, which, by the way, in Western, I'm considered a Taurus, but when you deal with 13 signs of astrology, I'm also an Aries. But then, and that's like my sun sign, but then also in true sky astrology, my rising is also in Taurus. So I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. So I, like I said, I encourage you all to look at all the different aspects because, you know, we live in duality, you know, we live in dual energy. So that's why it's good to look at the whole picture, you know, look into Western, look into Vedic. You know, I see too many astrologers argue and stuff. And I had to say something to this one astrologer. I'm not going to say this person's name because I'm not giving them no credit, but, or any kind of clout or whatever, but you know, I was like, yo, I totally disagree with you. You know, you lose me when you want to have this, you know, good versus evil or good, you know, this good versus bad, you know, human mindset way of thinking. And, you know, this was like a Christian astrologer. So, you know, most Christian astrologers I come across, they're not so open about it. They're just like, they're so stuck on one half of life and that they don't look at the whole picture and trying to put down another form of astrology that's older than this particular individual and older than Western astrology. I just see so much arrogance and ignorance when it comes to people like that. So that's why when I talk about astrology, even though my preference is Vedic, I always say, continue to look at Western astrology. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, it's too much separation going on in the world, and we need to stop that shit. We are grown adults, and we're still acting like little kids. And this is why we're not getting anywhere, because of us needing to continue to do the healing within ourselves so we can grow and stop, you know, looking at things so one-sided. Life is not one-sided. It never has been, and it never will be. So you got to look at life dual. Okay. As for what all humans need to be aware of in the coming months following the eclipse, it might be wise to pay attention to the internal shifts and insights that arise during this time. This eclipse season, which also includes the total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024, may herald a period of significant change and transformation. Being open to these changes, staying grounded, and focusing on personal growth can be beneficial strategies during this period. And that is so important. I'm going to be doing something special with the April 8th one. So definitely look out for that, because I'm going to tie in the 2017 one, because the 2017 and 2024, they go both together. And the things that have taken place between these 7 years is so significant. It's so significant. So I cannot wait to share that with you all, because it's going to be mind blowing. It really is. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh. Because me, like how my mind and my brain operates together, it's like, I feel like I'm like a detective, and I'm just putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, you know? And that's what I see. I see many different pieces. And then I'm like, okay, if I bring this piece over here and put that, oh, wow. Think about this for a second. When you're putting a puzzle together and you're taking the different pieces, and then once you finally put the pieces together, then you actually see what? The full picture. Interesting. Interesting how even knowing about how a puzzle works also is something that we can include into our daily life perspectives, understanding like, okay, I got a piece of this information and I got a piece of this information. What happens when I put these two together? Does another perspective or another picture come about, or do these pieces not fit together? Okay, because they don't fit together. Okay, cool, fine. Well, I can't put that together, but there's going to be come a time where you will see the synchronicity of the universe. You're like, oh wow, this fits here, this fits here, and then all of a sudden you start seeing a whole different piece come together. So that's very important. All right, it's important to consider these interpretations with a sense of openness and curiosity, as the impact of celestial events can vary greatly among individuals. Embracing the eclipse as a time for reflection and renewal can provide a meaningful framework for navigating the changes it may bring. Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. Definitely pay attention to that, you know, because there is many, many changes that are happening and that are coming soon. And, you know, we gotta make sure that we stay aware of it. So yeah, well, thank you for joining me today on the Lucius Lyron podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with friends and family, and don't forget to like and follow for more content like this. For more resources, you may check out our website at hotrs13.org. Once again, that is hotrs13.org. Until next time, keep making those small changes and watch how they add up to a transformed life. Stay inspired and keep growing. And join me again next time for more discussions on life, astrology, love, science, and spirituality with its connection to our daily lives. And remember to always live in power.